Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan, and it's chilly here, but let's hope we have a great show.
Yes, it's very chilly here as well. Jesus, it's chilly. Okay, so the topic tonight, Season 3, Episode 2, Dangerous and Stupid Games Republicans Play. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Midterm elections 2022 is only days away. Have you registered to vote? Have you already voted early? You have a plan to vote on election day. This election is a life or death for America's democracy. The Republicans have said they plan to do regarding ending social programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and what have you, which all are very important. Are you going to sit this one out because your vote won't mean anything? Do you do your patriotic duty by registering to vote this November 8th, 2022? Vote out all Republicans. They've proven what liars they are and how heartless they can be, and what they claim to represent is not democracy. What they want is a totalitarian system. What they want is fascism. They care nothing about America. Democrats have passed major legislation to keep America moving forward with zero help from Republicans. Do you want America to turn into a tyrannical state, or do you want us to be a thriving democracy that the world looks up to as a beacon of hope? It's up to you. Please vote America. Thank you for sharing, liking, subscribing, and following us across social media. Call in tonight and have your say. We're at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Glad you're aboard. And this is Kitchen Politics 123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. Okay, so Lori, the first thing on the agenda, Carrie Lake responds to a report of burglary at her opponent, yeah, Democrat Katie Hobbs' campaign office. And I have a 3-minute video here that what transpired. And it's CBS 5 News in Arizona who reported it. And here it is.
We continue to follow the breaking developments surrounding a burglary at Katie Hobbs' campaign offices in Phoenix. It comes less than 2 weeks before Election Day. Thanks for joining us at 9. I'm Jared Dillingham.
I'm Jamie Serretta. Phoenix police confirm they are investigating the break-in. Investigative reporter Morgan Lowe joins us live in the studio. Morgan, this is such a stunning development, especially so close to Election Day.
Yeah, a break-in at Katie Hobbs' campaign headquarters late at night, and police are now looking for the person who did this. Investigators are not saying what the person took, but they have surveillance video showing someone approaching the door to the campaign office the night of the burglary. And we have still images from that surveillance video. The Hobbs campaign says this is the person they believe broke into the office. You can see his dark hair, wearing shorts, and carrying a backpack. It is a pretty clear image. Now, this happened at some point Monday night after campaign workers left the office. Police say they do not know who is responsible. Earlier this evening, we received a statement from the Hobbs campaign, and it says in part, Secretary Hobbs and her staff faced hundreds of death threats and threats of violence over the course of this campaign. Throughout this race, we have been clear that the safety of our staff and of the secretary is our number one priority. And just in the past 5 minutes, we received a reaction from Carrie Lake, who is out campaigning tonight.
I can't believe that she would blame my amazing people, blame me for something like that. I don't even know where her campaign office is. I'm assuming it's in a basement somewhere, because that's where she's been campaigning.
And that is Carrie Lake responding to another part of the Katie Hobbs' message earlier, which seemed to blame the late campaign for at least ratcheting up the criticism and the vitriol during this campaign. As you could hear there, there is no love lost between these two candidates.
Yeah. So what would be inside campaign headquarters that would be of interest to anyone?
Yeah, we've been calling all over town trying to find that out tonight. Apparently there are, you know, lists of volunteers. There could be some strategy for the final 2 weeks of the campaign, media buys, all kinds of things. I mean, maybe hard drives, but we just don't know what this person took. Yeah, let's talk.
Okay, so Republicans stooping to new laws. Pull a play out of Richard Nixon's book there. Carrie Lake, the Republican, running for governor, and she's a Trump supporter, a MAGA Republican. And Katie Hobbs refused to debate her because she, like every other Republican running for office on a federal level, and even on a state and local levels, they're all liars. They've been proven liars, and this is what they have to stoop to win, allegedly. So what's your thought on that, Lori?
Carrie Lake is basically a total MAGA. She follows everything by the book. Do I believe that she did not know where the campaign office is? Not for a moment. They know where everything is. And that's, I mean, even voters know where the campaign offices are. So that I do not believe. And do I believe that she gave the order to maybe break in? No. But I do believe that her rhetoric, the way these people, the viciously talk, I really do, that sparks the ones that are maybe mentally unstable or on the edge, or who knows what the reason is, you know, think they're going to be a hero. And then they break into the office, you know, they break into the office.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, yeah. Because maybe Katie Hobbs have some tricks up her sleeves, because since she refused debating Carrie Lake, you know, people wondering why she don't engage her in a debate or two, why she's not all about Arizona campaigning. She's just been missing in action, you know, and that may come back to haunt her on November 8th,
yeah,
Election Day. You know, we don't understand why Katie Hobbs hasn't been going out, you know, door to door and campaigning.
That I don't know if they're not doing that, or like she said, they have received thousands of threats, and that I do believe, because the early voters already got a taste of in Arizona of what's going to be happening during the beginning of the week. They reported, you know, some that were dressed in fatigues and masks and carrying guns, and their phones and videotaping people that were going in early to vote and trying to intimidate them. So I kind of understand. But if you want to run for governor, you have to show strength, and, you know, and you can't be a victim. So I'm not really sure what her strategy is. Do I agree with 100%? Part of me does, and then part of me says, you know, you knew what you were getting into with these MAGA Republicans. They're dirty scoundrels, and they will stoop to anything to get a vote, because they lie every single day of their lives.
Yes.
So I'm not
even
sure.
Even when a lie is debunked, they still go on it. They're still a message. You know,
yeah.
And it's very shameful and disheartening. And this is not what American democracy is. It's about ideas. It's about what will you do to bring down gas prices? What would you do to strengthen the economy, to make jobs? The Republicans haven't created a jobs bill in 8 years. You know, what are they? What do they stand for if and when they come to power and, God forbid, win by the House of Representatives, you know? Yeah, they haven't said. They just said, oh, you know, we're going to impeach Biden. We're going to impeach the vice president. We're going to impeach whoever. We're going to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, we're going to reopen the Hillary case. which the investigator numerous times found nothing, but is still on this beating a dead horse about Hillary Clinton. Let us can't get over themselves, you know. And with Donald Trump, everything, every investigation on Donald Trump will be closed out because Republicans are, they were helping Trump, you know, Devin Nunes of the world, Jim Jordans, and whoever else was to call, you know. So they all seek pardons, and, you know, with them in power in the U.S. House, they control the committee chairmanships and the important committees and everything. So it would be a blow to the American democracy. And added to which, they may elect Trump, Speaker of the House, or God forbid, Jim Jordan, or that crazy lunatic, Marjorie Taylor Greene, as Speaker of the House, and the proceedings will start for impeachment. On what grounds for impeaching Biden?
There are no grounds.
Yeah, there are no grounds.
Doing his job. Yeah. I mean, what grounds are there? Doing his job, you know, making things better for our country, you know, creating jobs. You know, I could go on and on about that, and I will in a little bit, because it's time that we do talk a little bit about what this administration has done and what it's doing to help. Its Republicans do not have a plan. It's plain and simple. And if you haven't caught on by now, then there's something really wrong with you. And I'm just going to be blunt about how I feel tonight, because I'm really tired of, you know, the media, you know, MSNBC and CNN. I am tired of them constantly dogging the Democrats. I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. They need to lift the Democrats up, because they know they are doing the right thing. Instead, what do? They want ratings. They want their, you know, their ratings equal money. And that's what it's about. So they create controversy. And I'm tired of it. I really am tired of it. It's time that we come together as a country and decide that we want democracy, because if we don't do this in the midterms, we can guarantee that we will be a fascist country by 2024. And that's not a joke. It is not a joke. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world is watching the insanity play out in this country, and they're laughing at us.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it's shameful. It's embarrassing. So the Senate candidate, John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, is responding to concerns about his debate performance against Republican Mehmet Oz. It was two nights ago, and, you know, because of a stroke, he had some speech impediment. And to me, he did well because, as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Oz, when he was asked about abortion, he said it's between a woman, her doctor, her God, and local politicians. No, that should end any campaign right there, because politicians have no business in a woman's womb or in a woman's bedroom, or, you know, what's more big government than that? You know, so John Fetterman called him out on it. And I think John Fetterman won that debate. What do you think?
I think he won the debate. And once again, it's just like Donald Trump when he was up on that stage making fun of someone that had a disability. That's the same thing. Why even bring that up? That is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
If someone slips their tongue, they slip their tongue. And you know what? We have to give Fetterman credit. Yes, he had a stroke. He came back. He's strong. And you know what? He could have just said, screw it. I don't care. You know what? My life is okay. Mm-hmm. I don't need this stress in my life. I had a stroke. But he didn't. He's fighting on. This is what Democrats have to understand. They have to understand that he's taking one for the team. He really is. And what are people doing? No, they're listening to this rhetoric, this garbage. It's sad and it's appalling. You know,
yes, it is garbage. So a second one came forward recently, I think yesterday, saying that Herschel Walker paid for an abortion and forced her to have an abortion, and he denies knowing this person. Of course, you know he's one of the biggest liars out there as a Republican candidate. Gloria Allred is the woman's attorney, and, you know, they're going after Walker. And hopefully Walker won't win the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia against Raphael Warnock. You know, you care to comment on that?
If he loses, I give up on America. I give up on America. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If Herschel Walker, I give up on America. I wouldn't even know what to say. I mean, I would just say turn in, you know, we're done, because it's obvious the man has no experience. He can't talk. He doesn't have reasoning skills. He knows nothing about government. You know, he knows nothing about government. It's just, it can't happen. I mean, I don't understand how these people are rising in the polls. I don't know if it's just to scare the Democrats into voting. I don't know what it is. It's really got me upset tonight, very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a theory. The special interest groups and super PACs that back Republican candidates from local level right up to federal level, so far with 2 weeks till the election is, they've spent and pumped in $1 billion of super PAC money in advertisement, in radio ads, TV ads, print, media, social media. And, of course, Democrats just sit back on the laurels and not respond to it, you know, going the high road. And as Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. No, that's not the case. We should take off the boxing gloves. When they go low, we go low and kick them in the teeth and kick them hard when they're down and keep kicking them and responding to these negative ads and lying ads, because our democracy depends on it. The old days of politics, where, you know, in the Eisenhower years and before that, it's gone. After Watergate, that is gone, because Republicans have a major chip on the shoulder when Nixon resigned. And, you know, it's just terrible what the Republicans are doing. Roger Stone was saying, forget about, you know, counting the electoral ballots. Let's just go straight to war. He said it.
Yeah.
And the very next day, what did we have? People out in the Capitol peeing and shitting and smearing it all over the Capitol building, going into Nancy Pelosi's office, stealing her computer, threatening members of Congress. You know, it was like a bloody, it was silly.
Like,
it was ridiculous.
You know what? I think wild animals have better manners. I really do. I think wild animals have better manners than those people. Those people were sadistic and sick, and they were there only to destroy and hurt people. That's what they were there for. And, you know, there's no excuse for what they did. They need to have jail time when they're caught, and we need to have the people that were involved that are in our government taken down as well. And we know that there are some in there, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Boebert. I would bet there's a whole list of them. Actually, there's probably like 13 of them. And they need to go down as well. I mean, these lawmakers can't go on. They just can't be going on like this.
Indeed. Yes, ma'am. Again, the number is 515-605-9802. That's the number you call. Say your first name and where you're calling from. We're glad to have everybody listening and sharing. We have our first call from Ohio. Hello, Ohio. What's cooking?
Hey, is it me? Did you pick me or somebody else from Ohio?
No, you.
No, you
from Ohio.
Oh, it's Kathy from Ohio.
Oh, hi. Hello,
Kathy.
Well,
excellent.
I've missed what the priorities are speaking about tonight. I missed that part, but I did listen to this lady talking to you just now, and I agree with her 100%. I don't know how in the world what barrel they had to scrape the bottom of to get Herschel Walker. And I'm just astounded that they can pick such horrible people like Boebert, like Green, Matt Gaetz. But what really scares me and what I'm interested in talking to you about is And I've been a nervous wreck and had this, when I start itching and I have no blemish on my skin, I know it's my nerves. And for about two weeks now, I've been scratching like crazy and I have no blemish. So I know it's my nerves and I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I am scared to death of the Republicans and this garbage about Social Security and Medicare
mm-hmm.
and Medicaid.
Yeah.
And how they're going to chop this and chop that and cut this and cut that and make it renewable every 5 years. And then somebody says, oh, no, every year. And it's Rick Scott that used to be the governor of Florida.
Yeah.
The one that got in so much hot water over.
Yes. He was in the Medicare scam.
In the Medicare scam. Yeah, no. He wants to cut a program that at one time afforded him so much money. It's a
mm-hmm.
little bit like the, it's like a, that's a joke, right? You know, maybe it should have been cut before he tried to steal from it the way he did. But just like what they pulled on Garland for Supreme Court Justice when Obama was the president,
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
McConnell can do anything he wants. And I can just see them doing that to Social Security. So I'm for telling anybody under 40 years old, you better be searching out yourself a part-time job because you're going to be taking care of your mom and dad one of these days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have their Social Security and they haven't saved up a chunk of money in an IRA, I don't know how they're going to live without Social Security and Medicare.
You know, most Social Security and Medicare recipients, you know, that is their main income. And then if they have other, you know, investments or...
It's my main income.
You know, it's just, you know, that's just what... And that's what people have worked for their whole lives so that they had something. And this is not their money to take. And don't think that the American people are just going to allow them to go in and steal away money that is not theirs.
No. They're not going to roll over like they did when McConnell.
No, we're not. No, people are not
going
to roll over. Right.
From Obama. We're not going to roll
exactly.
over this time. There's too many people that they pay the rent and the electricity and the groceries and the gas. And I'm 74 and I've been drawing it for 10 years. Well, that's my my Medicare. But I've been drawing Social Security ever since General Motors forced me on Social Security so they could cut my pension as much as Social Security paid me.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, but that's what GM did. That's what all big corporations do. As soon as turns old enough to draw it, well, there goes part of your pension, and you gotta go on Social Security.
Yeah.
So
put you off the
I've been on it now for 12 years, and all I hear is how they're going to cut this and cut that and cut this and cut that. And one of my friends from California said it won't affect the people that are on Social Security right now. It's going to affect the people who will be going on it. And I said, well, you believe that? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
People believe
I think
everything.
If they haven't proven that they're the biggest freaking liars in the world, how can you believe anything they say?
Yeah,
anything.
Absolutely. No, there's nothing that they say is truthful and honest. I do have a question for you. J.D. Vance versus Tim Ryan for the governor of Ohio. How's that race going? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, they say they're even, but I don't think so. And I really, like I just said a while ago, I think Republicans lie. And I think they lie in these polls that they take, too. Now I've been living under Tim Ryan as a congressman for quite a while, and he has done so much for Ohio. And I read Hillbilly Elegy back in 2016, and thought it was a terrible piece of literature where the guy virtually threw his mother and his grandmother under the bus.
Wow.
And if you read the book, that's what you'll find out. Mm-hmm. And label them as such drug addicts. I thought, what a terrible thing to say about your own mom and grandma.
Yeah,
I mean,
no kidding.
You make money off of it. I just think J.D. Vance, especially with that little statement he came out with where an abused wife should stay in a marriage where you're getting beat up, and I'm an abused wife. And I think, so he thinks I should have stayed married to him just because we were married? I just think a lot of people only would vote for him like they do Herschel Walker because he's a Republican, and they want those Republican bodies to be votes. Mm-hmm. That's all they care about. Their history,
But I think
Tim Ryan's going to be our next senator. God, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope he makes it. He's really a smart cookie. He gets a lot of respect from the. He gets a lot of respect from the others in Washington too, and he's not that much of a diehard Democrat. He'll speak his mind. I remember when he was running against Nancy for Speaker. Not this time, but the last time she was Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tim Ryan's a pretty smart cookie, and I think that logical and reasonable Republicans, if you can find any, would vote for Tim Ryan. And because J.D. Vance is just, when he popped off about an abused woman staying in a marriage, I think that signed his little death warrant right there.
Yeah,
I can't
about that.
I can't believe anybody. I can't believe he said that. I mean, really?
Added to which cafe, last month when Trump came for a rally there, I think it was in Cleveland or Columbus, one of them, and, you know, he said, J.D. Vance kisses my ass, you know, anything I say, he does, you know, and that's selling out his dignity. And when J.D. Vance came up on the stage, he shook Trump's hand with a big broad smile saying, hey, it's great to be here, after Trump, like, literally made fun of him and mocked him. No, that's not standing up. You know, that's selling out your dignity. You know, who wouldn't want to do that?
And he's actually kissing his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
exactly what he did.
I mean, I would cry if it wasn't just so laughable.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Kathy. It's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
We should not, as a population, have to go through this kind of stress on a daily basis. Because
I've had 7 years of it, Lori. I can't handle much more of it.
Yeah. Oh,
well, seven years of this crap.
Yeah, well, you're not alone. You know, those of us...
Hey, Kathy, I have another question for you. God forbid the House goes to Republicans. What do you think about Congressman Jim Jordan being Speaker of the House? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that scary?
Well, I think Jim Jordan is a piece of feces. I got so upset. I found on my nephew's Facebook page a picture of him with Jim Jordan. Every time I see Jim Jordan, all I think about is how he turned his back against that doctor up there at Ohio State playing touchy-feely with all those young boys on the wrestling team. It just makes me want to throw up, and every time I see Jim Jordan, I can't help but take it. That's where my mind goes, and I just want to throw up every time I see him. And there are so many Republican pieces of crap in Washington, D.C., with Boebert and Green and Gates and Rick Scott and that other. They got rid of one of them doofuses from Kansas, the Corn Belt. That one that I can't remember his name right now, but he kind of popped off, and he didn't get any backup back home, so he resigned. But I'll be okay after the election when I find out which way it's going to go. It's just the not knowing that's got me torn up nerve wise. It's the stress.
Now,
wait,
yes.
two more weeks, and then you'll know if you're going to be living under a bridge eventually, or sell everything and buy
a
tent.
We won't think like that. We can't think like
that. Move to a state park where I can throw a tent up and live.
No, that's not going to happen. Well, I mean, we can't think in those terms because, you know, we have.
I'll ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do when you go? What's the ballot that you mail in? I got my mail-in ballot, but I decided I wanted to go.
Your absentee ballot.
Yes,
yeah.
I decided I wanted to go in person this year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm going to a new polling place and I wanted to go there. But then I saw this stuff the last few days about these Republicans sitting outside of the polling drop boxes, and I'm thinking,
intimidating.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona police.
Aren't any of those people who drop off ballots, is there an outside chance that any of them might be a Republican? Do they think only Democrats are doing this? Or are they intimidating the Republicans dropping off their ballot, too?
Oh, no. The intimidating everybody, basically, because, you know, the MAGA Republicans have lost their minds. And in Arizona, the police has said that if anybody, you know, try to intimidate, they'll make arrests, and a lawsuit has already been filed about people who have been doing that. Because they have a gun strapped on, the weird thing, taking pictures of people's license plates and taking pictures of people's faces, you know, they have a good distance and everything. But this one woman in Arizona, I can't remember her name, confronted them, you know, and caused a big brouhaha. So we'll see how Arizona handles that, because Carol Lake has said from months ago that if she loses, it's because, you know, cheating. You know, they can't be gracious and they can't be, you know, humble and say, oh, okay, I lost this one, maybe next time. You know, so it's a real shit show in Arizona there. And Arizona and Florida are the Beltways.
I'm going to get to see if they've got any of them in Ohio, and Ohio being a red state as it is. I remember when it was blue or purple, but it's been red for years now. And I don't know if they're going to have any guards at the polls on election day. I hope so, because I would just like to look one of them in the face.
Yeah.
Just how the hell do you think you're intimidating me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going in there and vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still going to drop it in a drop box. What do you think you're going to do about it?
Well, here in
Michigan, so silly. They really, like the old saying goes, get a life. If you've got to sit as a guard at a dump box for a ballot box, you get a life if that's what you're doing with it. I mean, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, just be off all like that, you know.
I've tap danced all over the agenda now, haven't I? I've got an opinion on all of it, but I'm really hoping for that we can keep the House, and I'd like to see a couple of senators make it a little more than 50-50.
Yeah, me too. I like the crap beat out of these people. That's what I would like. Vote one.
But if the Republicans take the House, I would like to see just how much a damn that Joe gives if they try to impeach him. Like, really, you think he gives a shit?
No.
If they impeach him or not?
Yeah.
I mean, boo-hoo. You really think it's going to matter if you do impeach him? You can't throw him out of his job, because then you're going to have Kamala for president. I mean, say you impeach him like we did Trump. I mean, you think it's going to really piss him off? I don't think he gives a damn one way or another.
Yeah.
The Republicans can shout from the mountaintop about impeaching him, But I think, go ahead, show us your ass like we haven't ever seen it before.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy, it's been great having you on the show. I love your insight. I love what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. I appreciate you calling, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, babe. Y'all take care.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
That was Kathy from Ohio, and she had a lot to say, and we really appreciate her call.
Yes.
Next call from Michigan. Say your first name, where you're calling from in Michigan. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello, Michigan. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess the person just wants to listen. We'll take another call from Michigan. Hello, Michigan. What's cooking tonight? Okay, the person hung up. Okay, so we're where now? Hello, Carla. Welcome to the show. Okay, so Liz Cheney today, just minutes ago, endorsed Elise Slotkin for re-election.
Yes,
that's good news. And, you know, Liz Cheney has been an outstanding American. She speak up for America and put patriotism above party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe she should switch. What do you think?
Oh, please. She should switch. I mean, do you think all of this is just going to go away after the election? Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
This is go away. This is something that's just brewing, and it's coming to a boil, but it's going to explode. And if you're a smart person like Liz Cheney, she should become a Democrat. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
could be a centrist.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, she could be in the center.
Right.
That doesn't matter. But her ideals are for, you know, justice and our country, et cetera. So, you know, so I would like to see that. That would be great.
Madeline calling from Michigan. Hello, Madeline.
Hello, David. Hello, Lori. And hello, Miss Kathy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, my dear friends. Listen to Kathy in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these intimidators at those voting boxes, they can't do anything. So let them look like they're wearing a Halloween costume and wait when you pass by.
Yeah.
Because legally, they cannot do anything, because then that's voter intimidation, and that's a big hefty break that law. So you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Do the complete opposite. They can't.
No,
they
can just try to scare you.
That's it. So no, we are not snowflakes, people. Stop acting like it. Smile.
Yep.
Don't be. Come on, man. We are right. Look at what Biden's gotten done in all these acts, and some of it's bipartisan. You don't think the people are seeing this?
They're seeing it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, they know that usually the Democrats have supposedly vote early, absentee. Mm-hmm. So you know these people. Is that your little baby, Lori?
Oh, yeah, that's my dog. I'm sorry.
Oh,
about
that's your
dog.
Dave? Oh, well, that's
yes.
Dogs are welcome. Dogs are awesome animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Should be
interesting. So did anybody see, we have Jessica online from Michigan as well. Did you later see the DeSantis versus Charlie Crist one and only debate? When Charlie Crist asked at DeSantis in 2024, do you guarantee that you're not running for president and you'll be staying 4 years as governor? And you just stood there, like,
stupidest
you know.
The look on his face was priceless.
He didn't know
that was priceless. I'm going to, I don't care who's listening, that was priceless. If people in Florida and across the country couldn't tell what kind of character he is by that response, you shouldn't even have the right to vote. really.
Yes, exactly.
He didn't have a response. He just had a look on his face.
That was my point.
He didn't know if he was going to cry or start screaming.
Exactly.
Or that he didn't know what he was.
That's exactly.
Lost the word.
And you don't think people read that?
Oh yeah,
that was a genius question from Mr. Gilchrist. Genius.
Yeah, it was. It was. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Well, it proved a point, Dave. Don't you think that with just a little statement, all he had to do was put a stupid look on around face.
Yep.
Yes. We all know that
and
he's just
business,
you know.
And this business with the migrants starting in Texas, mm-hmm. back up to Martha's up there. That's going to catch up
Martha's
to him sooner or later. That's right.
Oh,
that's going to catch up to him.
It is.
So you know what? Mm-hmm. We can put DeSantis. We can put him to the side for a moment. He's got a few fish to have to fry down in Florida. He's busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's off my plate right now. He's got that look on his face. That was the best.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
But it was so incredible. The question proved the point.
So Kathy and Jessica, what do you think about the Arizona gubernatorial Democratic candidate for governor, Kathy Hobbs? She spoke out against death threats and her office being burglarized. You know, I mean, what's your take on that?
When did this happen to her?
Oh, it happened, when was it, today or yesterday? I think it was today.
It was
happened.
Yesterday. It was last night.
Yesterday, okay.
Kathy, the one that's... Okay, the Republican.
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs is a Democrat, and her headquarters was burglarized, and she's getting several death threats. Carrie Lake is a Republican running against her.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You want a conspiracy theory? I have one for you all. Usually it's the Republicans that start this. I'll start one here, okay? Mm-hmm. That's probably Roger Stone behind that.
You want
a conspiracy theory? I wouldn't put it past, you know, Roger Stone letting somebody know, somebody in the OCA. That was so easy to determine. That was somebody, one of these militants, that somebody passed a note to somebody to pass the note to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
You know,
it wasn't a Democrat.
It's just a shame.
Is that Susie guy here? Is Susie on as well?
Yep.
Oh, no, Susie's not on. Jessica is on.
Oh, I thought
Jessica,
I heard
are you there? Mm-hmm. Yes, man. Don't be shy.
We love you, Jessica.
In Washington State, in Oregon, the governorship for the first time in 4 decades may go to Republicans. Well, you know... What do you think about that? First time in 4 years, yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, yes, because, former Democratic State House Speaker Tina Kotek and former State House GOP leader Christine Dranzen are running evenly at just under 39%, according to the poll, averaged by the website 538. Betsy Johnson is a former Democratic state senator who stepped down for a run for governorship as an independent, is drawing an average of 14%. So Republicans have a lot of things going on their way in Oregon. And, you know, they may win Oregon. The last Republican governor of Oregon is 1982, Victor Ataí. He was reelected when Ronald Reagan became president.
Okay. Here's a question. What's going to happen in Georgia?
Good sense will prevail, and Herschel Walker would lose. And hopefully Marjorie Taylor Greene will lose as well in our 14th district. It's a deep red district.
It is.
She's a loon.
Well, she wants to be, you know, that she's a convenient Christian nationalist. When it's convenient. There's the operative word.
She's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's picking up Boebert right behind her, too, because she thinks the church should determine what the state should do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Boebert's at. Anyway.
Yeah, because last night, Marjorie Taylor Greene was in the studios and was being taking calls. And people calling and asked her about, you know, the conspiracy theories and what happened on January 6th, and she just got up and walked out.
Yes,
you know, without answering the questions. No, that looked bad on my side. What do you think?
Well, wait a minute. When her getting up, she did answer the question.
No, she did not.
No, she walked out.
Thank you. That's my point. That was the answer.
Oh, yeah.
She walked out. She had no answer.
I told you I heard Susie's voice.
Oh. It was me, not Jessica, on the phone. She goes, you're not talking. Yeah, I am.
Why didn't you speak up, Jessica?
You know, your point, Lori, about what the Republicans are for. They're for nothing except anything that gives the corporations and them power and money, you know, like cutting taxes for the corporations and the rich, cutting Social Security. You know what they want to do with Social Security and Medicare? They want to privatize it. That means the big insurance companies get it, and we're all screwed then. And of course, pardon?
Did you know this point? As you said that they want to give it to the insurance companies?
Yep.
Okay, now you have to understand who is behind this. That is Rick Scott. Number one.
Oh, for sure.
Rick Scott put together one of the biggest health systems, okay? And he got nailed with a fine. He resigned 5 months into the investigation, but...
Yep.
Okay, $1.7 billion in fines.
And he was
the one behind wanting to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. And
Social Security.
So where do you think he's going to put the money once he gets it out of where he thinks he's going to get it?
Well, I mean, they want to keep control of all of that, just like the big pharmas, you know. They want to stop reverse Biden's thing for insulin prices going down. I mean, every other place in the world has it at $40, and we got it at $300-$400 a vial. That's ridiculous. You know, there's no need. They're charging.
Yeah, well,
you know,
we need a Katie Porter conversation on this one.
Oh, God,
I
love her.
You know what? Because what's it cost? $9 to make?
Yeah, $8. $8 or $9. Yeah, and then they, you know, charging $40. You're making a lot more than anybody else. I mean, usually a corporation thinks they're doing good if they make 10%. You know,
I'll say the more
cost.
Money anybody makes, the more money anybody makes, the more control they have. Period.
That's
the logic. That's the only logic.
Yeah, like
remember,
the oil company, Shell, made more money this quarter than they ever did in history. Now, that's full of shit,
more,
isn't it?
And they want more.
Yeah, and they're not cutting prices. They're cutting production. They're evil.
They're in business to sell drugs. If you happen to get healthy, that's the side effect.
Yep. You better believe.
No, but Shell Oil, I was saying, also is gouging everybody because they made this quarter.
Because they can.
They made more money than they ever have, and they're buying back their own stock. So it's all in their own pocket. It just pisses me off.
You know what the thing is? We as lay people know this. We know this. The big shots know this. And they're allowing it to happen.
Well, we shall see what happens. But I want to kind of change the mood just for a second because I think we're getting really, really negative. And I just want to talk a minute about our young people because you know what? The turnout among our young voters are expected to match or possibly exceed the midterm record. And
oh, God, I hope so.
This is something that just came out. Turnout among young voters in next month's midterm elections is expected to match or possibly exceed the record set in 2018.
The Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School said, after conducting its latest survey, the poll published on Thursday of respondents between the ages of 18 and 29, my favorite group, said that they will definitely vote in November's midterm election, matching the percentage of young voters who share the sentiment in 18.
I got my three girls registered.
Yep, you better believe it. Roughly in one in five respondents in the new survey, 18% said there's a 50-50 chance they will vote in November, and 12% that they will definitely be voting in the midterms. So this sounds really good. I mean,
I hope so. Oh God, I hope
sounds,
so.
It sounds
I
like we have.
I did my part. Everybody do their part, man. Get
yep.
these kids going.
I mean, that's what
get
it
them
sounds.
Going.
It's, yes, it sounds very optimistic, and that's what I, you know, that's what I've been trying to say all along. That generation X is going to come through for us.
And women, I hope women, you know, for the abortion rights and the Voting Rights Act that we have in Michigan. We got to get those passed, and I hope everybody goes. I mean, I know the mail-in ballots are at an all-time high, for especially for midterms, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I hope the young people and everybody, you know, women, if we get the young and the women, we won.
Yeah.
Well, what about the young? They're the ones that have the time to get out there and go do and take care of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're the ones that are going to get screwed on Social Security and Medicare, too.
Well,
I always thought when they tried to do this that it didn't work, that they should raise the limit on contributions to Social Security and Medicare. They cut it off at a certain wage rate. After that, you don't have to pay when you're making a lot more money. But they collect. So shouldn't they give in more, just like the big corps should pay taxes instead of nothing?
Yeah,
that would help pay for all this. And it's only fair. They're making like Shell Oil, making tons of money. I forget, $1.9 billion this quarter profit.
Yeah.
But they're not paying taxes like they should.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Susie, you're going to make me go get a cocktail.
I just see the inequality, you know, and you see the poor neighborhoods.
They don't
have clinics. They don't have insurance. They redline them. You know, the housing. They've been talking on our local news here about housing for the working people. They're losing nurses and teachers because they can't afford the houses in our neighborhoods. I mean, up here they cater to vacationers and retirees with lots of money. And you know, the working stiffs can't afford to live anywhere near here, and that's not right. They keep on saying they're going to do something, but, we're still waiting.
Okay, these people that have all these businesses and they have the upper 1% and they have all this money, who do you think is buying their products?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
So, you know, some of the, like one hotel restaurant guy bought an old hotel up here, I think it was in Leland or something, to get rooms for his workers because he couldn't find workers for his restaurant and hotel. So he bought this old dilapidated place and fixed it up so they have some place to stay so they can afford
loyalty.
To work there.
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
It's just but they didn't have a place to live. And same with teachers. You can't get teachers up here because they can't afford to live here. The real estate is so high.
Yep.
And far between.
There's something else. I think you have this article, David, about the Republican voters.
Yes, indeed. Okay, I'm trying to get it up here again. Yeah, the Where is it? It's coming up now. No, I don't have it. I thought I had it. Good Lord.
Okay, I have it. 60% of Republican voters say white supremacy is a problem in the U.S. A new Vice News / Gov poll shows the majority of Republicans also identified right-wing extremism as a problem facing the U.S. ahead in the midterms. If you tune into Tucker Carlson every night, you'd be told again and again that white supremacy is a hoax and vote by liberals to smear the modern Republican Party and divide the country. Oh, that is just so true. But this poll says that 60% of Republicans actually identified with white supremacist extremists as a problem facing the U.S. ahead of the upcoming midterms, compared to 93% of Democrats and 56% of Trump voters. A slightly larger percentage of Republicans, 63%, also consider white ring extremism a problem in the U.S. Now, do these people vote Republican, David? What do they do?
Even though I don't know it's a problem, white supremacy and white nationalism, they still vote Republican, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once something do affect them, then they don't care about it. They say, oh, okay, you know, there's no white privilege. There's no, you know, so, you know, Trump is right. Everybody can go to hell, you know? And even though the percentages are so high, they still vote Republican because they just care about themselves and moving forward and defending their white privilege. You know, that's my take on it, really.
Well, I'm wondering if the white supremacy, not the privilege, when I think of white supremacy, I think of the KKK, I think of the Proud Boys, I think of the ones that, you know, attacked, you know, the insurrection at the Capitol. That's what I think about. And I'm wondering if that's the people that they're talking about, that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they won't vote Republican just for that reason. Let's hope.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They consider themselves white supremacists, but unless I'm screwing up my history, and David, correct me if I am incorrect, unless you are Native American or happen to be coming from French Canada, maybe they ought to pack their bags and get the hell out too.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
The real Americans are Native Americans.
Think about it. They weren't here before whoever came first, Leif Erikson, Columbus. At this point, they've got me so confused, I don't even know who discovered this country pretty soon, because it certainly isn't Columbus. But you know, my point is this. Unless you are Native American and we stole from those poor people,
you're an immigrant, right?
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And these
supremacists,
white supremacists, have this great, they have this great replacement theory that Trump pushed and he embraced QAnon and everything in his latest Nazi rally. You know, nobody trying to replace anybody. We're just trying for equality between the ethnicities that build up America. America's built on immigrants. And now these idiots on the right trying to just whitewash history by changing their school curriculum, saying, oh, you know, slavery, it didn't happen, or because they're uncomfortable in talking about and teaching slavery.
Oh, wow.
You know, they want to take it out of the curriculum. You know, that's just one example, you know. And the next example of the whole fear-mongering is immigrants coming to take away good American jobs. Now, the jobs that immigrants have usually is cleaning, you know, hotel rooms, picking fruit.
Landscaping, construction, all the crappy jobs, or the hard jobs.
You know?
Manual labor, unskilled.
Well, they used to, you know, back in the day, they didn't like the Irish. They didn't like the Italian. But who built this country anyway?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Italians do a lot of construction. built this country, it just depends what race or whatever nationality you are at the time. Somebody is always going to say you don't belong here, when it's really the Native Americans said nobody belongs here but us.
That's my point.
They're the only ones that got an argument.
Place.
Yeah.
Get back, you know, go back to your country. They're fighting with somebody, and I'm like really? You don't look Indian to me, a Native American. Pack your bag, bitch. I'm sorry, we're on the air.
Right.
But, Dave, I mean, come on. That couldn't be any more short and sweet to the point.
Yeah.
Right. Because here in New Mexico, for example, a lot of Hispanics, Hispanic people, according to the polls, if you were to believe them, going to the way of what's his name? Mark Ronchetti. He's running for governor. He's a former local weatherman. His dad has oodles of money. He's a MAGA Republican. And it came out today that he's 2-3 points ahead against the incumbent Democrat, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Good Lord, why are Hispanics and Mexican-Americans tending to go Republican? We see it in Florida, especially. You know, do they think they're white? It's going to backfire because if you're not white, Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and you don't have big money like corporations or you're a rich individual, Republicans don't care for you. And these people fall for the thing like, oh, Democrats are communists, they're socialists. You know, they're going to get scared and panicky. Like, oh, you know, that's what we immigrated from. That's why we come to this country, for freedom. You know, and Republicans are better at finances than Democrats, which is a lie.
Right, it is.
I mean,
and you said socialism. Did you hear the letter that Biden read today on how these governors who voted against it, getting the money from these infrastructure, like Rand Paul, he said it's a waste of this, blah, blah, blah. And then he said he couldn't wait to get it in his state to fix up this, that, and whatever. Okay, so talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Oh, they're putanas, you know that.
Yep.
All they're in is for the money and the power, and they lie like hell. You know, it just is disgusting.
It's job security, Susie. Job security.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh,
they win an election, and the next day they're concentrating on their next election.
See that, you know, I always get
out
to this, but the Supreme Court said they could have as much money for elections as they want. You can contribute, the corporations do, and that was when we went downhill from there.
Are you talking Citizens United?
Citizens United, yes.
Yeah, they just, you know, when the Supreme Court said corporations are people too and can contribute to politicians all they want, we got screwed. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Bought off all the senators. That's why we can't get medical, pharmaceutical prices frozen at a reasonable rate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still make money. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got old drugs they're still charging a fortune for, because they do these little tweaks on them, and they can't be generic, so nobody can, you know, copy them.
There's a time limit on that, but it is.
Yeah, but that's what I was just reading an article. I forget what drug it was for, but they just did a little change in it, and here another 10 years they can keep the prices high. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So recently. You know, recently the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas joined Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for lunch over the summer, according to newly obtained emails. The messages, which were obtained by American oversight under the state's open record law, shows that Justice Thomas assisted coordinating details of the June 23rd, 2021 lunch to the Supreme Court with four of the justices' clerks, which adds new details to their relationship. A previous batch of emails obtained by the government watchdog that included correspondence from Jenna Thomas suggested that Justice had been in touch with DeSantis around the same time, and the new messages show they met for lunch a day before the Dobbs versus Jackson ruling that overturned abortion rights.
He should have
recused
himself.
So Clarence Thomas should recuse himself, or should he just resign, or should he be impeached, recalled? You know, what do you think, Lori?
Oh, I am livid over Justice Overtime. I mean, and I'm livid because, first of all, if it was switched around where it was a Democrat that a justice, you know, a justice that was more liberal, let's put it that way, and did that, they would have already hung him out to dry or her out to dry. And
look what they did to Al Franken.
Well, this is a but this is a Supreme Court justice.
But these are Supreme Court justices.
I understand
that.
You know, they should go back into their interviews.
Well, they should force him to step down and have an investigation because obviously he was in the thick of everything. He knew what the hell was going on, and
it's his wife.
I don't give a crap. It's his wife. He should have. You know, if he is a Supreme Court justice, he needs to do the right thing or else get the hell out, step down, or else be made to step down. And
on that thing, CREW is a watchdog group, and they're calling for congressional investigation into Ginny and Clarence Thomas accountability. So they're putting
well,
the screws to them.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably so much work that needs to be done from everything that's happened from Trump, from all these MAGA Republicans, all the turmoil that they've caused, that they could investigate probably for the next 20 freaking years. You know, it just blows my mind.
And can you imagine how much it's costing us to investigate all this crap?
Yeah. It's costing a fortune, you know. I don't know, David.
We gotta vote them out. That's all. Get rid of them, and then come back and sue their ass and throw them in jail.
I don't know why they haven't Supreme Court justices because they can. They can expand the court, and I don't know why they haven't done that yet. They really
because Republicans control it now. And they don't want to change the numbers. But if we get control, we can change the numbers. The Democrats
can President Biden do that right now?
Yeah,
through
executive order, he could expand the Supreme Court. Well,
that's
I think he can.
I think it takes all of Congress to do that. I think Congress
has to ratify both. It has to be ratified by both chambers of Congress for
the Supreme Court to expand.
Yeah. Even though I have a tie-breaking vote with Kamala Harris as president.
That's why we got to get our guys in there so we can change that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you think about Willa Geist this morning saying that the Republicans may take control of the House, more than likely take control of the House?
Who said that?
Willa Geist from Morning Joe. Willa Geist.
Oh, I hope he's wrong.
Well, you know what I said in the beginning of the show is, you know, it's almost like gaslighting for me. Why did they even say those things? I mean, MSNBC is supposed to lean more, you know, more liberal, more, you know, opposite of Fox. Why aren't they trying to be more, Yeah, I mean, it's just getting to the point where, you know, it's like giving the Republicans the ball so they can run with it. No, you know, that's not what they should be saying. And that really irritates me because I feel like they are just, you know, it's for money. It's just make points to, you know, cause controversy to, you know, make you worry.
Unless they want to scare the crap out of the Democrats and make them get out and vote. But that's not a good way to do it.
But I don't know if they're smart enough for that.
I don't know. I'm just so afraid of everything right now.
Who's not smart enough, the Democrats, to realize it or the Republicans for doing it?
Pardon?
You said they weren't smart enough.
Oh, Lori said that. I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they're smart. I mean, I don't know. I hope they're smart enough, you know? I mean, think about it. It should be, they should be clamoring right now saying, look what, you know, such and such did. And you know what? If this is, we want a democracy because literally it's on fire, don't you think? I
yes.
mean, don't you guys think this, all of you?
It's been on fire since January 6th.
Before mm-hmm. that. But.
I think it's,
well, it
really, I'll give Willa Geist a good.
I never believed what I saw on TV.
Go ahead, David.
I'll give Willa Geist the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's trying to use reverse psychology to fire people up.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
might be right.
Oh, hell no.
You might be right.
Mm-hmm.
You might
mm-hmm.
be right. You know. But I don't know. I don't know
but
if people
when,
are smart
when,
enough,
when,
like I said.
But when you look on, but when you look on CNN, for example, they're turning into another Fox News, you know, because
they've had a change of who's running Fox, mm-hmm. running CNN. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Paramount
yeah,
Bottom or something?
Because Fox and Friends. Yeah, Fox and Friends this
mm-hmm.
morning said Democrats will win this morning before
mm-hmm.
it went off the wars and everything. You know, so Fox News, you know, saying Democrats are going to win. Why would Willa Geist and CNN, you know, throw that in a monkey and a wrench, you know? Whether rain or snow or hail, Republican voters will come to vote election day. And Democratic voters tend to have this tendency to like, oh, you know, it's an off presidential election year, you know, and they stay home or do whatever else and give power to the Republicans. The only way Republicans win is if Democratic voters stay home. That's the only thing, you know, and we should cut that out now because democracy is at stake. I wonder how much people realize that and, you know, say how
yep.
important it is to vote this election.
Oh,
you know,
it is.
Students
and,
do.
And the
millennials
local
do.
TVs up here have been running these horrible ads against the Democrats. I mean, horrible. Just lies. And I mean, the crap they throw at the TV to get people to vote Republican is ridiculous. I don't know how they
mm-hmm.
can believe it, but they are spending a fortune. And then I'm going, where the hell are the Democrats? I mean, it's like 2-to-1,
mm-hmm.
3-to-1 ads, Republicans against the Democrats. I mean, they got a lot
yes,
of money to turn around up here.
Yes, super PACs up to this day with 2 weeks left in election till the elections. Super PAC, Republican-backed super PACs have spent $1 billion. Now, let's look at statistics. In 2020, it was a total of $15 billion spent by super PACs in total. 3 times the amount it was in 2016, you know, and because of the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court, that's what
yep.
happens where big corporations and rich individuals, you know, contribute to their side. And, you know, you can't contribute so much money and not expect to get something in return, you know.
Well, yeah,
Sheldon,
they're all bought and paid for.
Yeah, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island made that point today, this morning, on Morning Joe. You know, what backroom deals did Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy make with these corporations that are pumping billions, like $1 billion so far with 2 weeks left,
mm-hmm.
you know? Toyota.
Oh, yeah, he's making money, and, you know, McConnell and his wife. They
mm-hmm.
said it before, months ago, you know, last year or something, how much Kentucky got in from all these corporations and Chinese corporations, yeah, because their family's got ties with China. So there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of crap going under the table, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And Mike Pence says Americans don't have a right to freedom from religion. Quote, the radical left believes that the freedom of religion is a freedom from religion. That's what he said today.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, and former vice president claimed during a Wednesday appearance on Fox Business that First Amendment to the United States Constitution does not protect Americans from having other people's faith forced upon them. Quote, Congress shall make no laws respecting and establishing of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech
or of the press, or the right of people peaceably assembling and a petition of the government regardless of grievances. You know, so in fact, there is no reference to the Supreme being anywhere in the Constitution because the Founding Fathers were adamantly opposed to centralizing religious powers. You know, so
well,
what
yeah,
do you
that's
make
why
of
they
Mike
came
Pence
to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They ran away for that, and they wanted separation of church and state. That's what we were
yep.
founded on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yep.
has a right to have their own religion. It's got nothing to do with the government, and that's the way it should be.
Well,
mm-hmm.
they don't want
mm-hmm.
it to be like that.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Ms. Bulbar don't like that at all.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
She's got to go.
You know, then we have...
Yeah,
then
she
we
does
have the
gotta
South
go. Right.
Then we have the South Carolina governor, Henry McMaster. Of course, he's a Republican. He just said that he supports a statewide constitutional ban on gay marriage and said a marriage ought to be between a man and a woman, in case you're wondering. This is where the Republican Party is in 2020.
Well, he doesn't have to marry his neighbor. I mean, he can marry who he wants. It's none of his business. Oh, my God. I mean,
I
this is 2022. I mean, what's the matter
yeah.
with these people? They want us to turn into Iran, be the Taliban,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
no rights for women especially.
Susie, they mm-hmm. want it to be 1962 when the whites were in charge of everything.
And women
mm-hmm.
had no rights.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean,
white
it's
men,
pretty
white men, not whites, but
white
men.
White men, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they still haven't passed the ERA all over the country either for women's equal rights for equal work, right? Or equal pay for equal. They haven't done that yet. It's been since the 60s, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
well,
statistics through the Labor
we,
Department.
I'm
statistics
sorry?
Through the Labor Department said by 2045, America will become a minority-majority country, meaning white will get married to black, white get married to Hispanic, white get married to Native American. So
it's
there won't
happened.
Be a white majority anymore.
No.
You know, it's slowly but surely happening, and by 2045, that will happen. So I guess this is the last push by the quote-unquote white establishment, white men,
mm-hmm.
I should say, to be more specific, to hold on to power, to cling on to power. And that's why they're appealing to the white nationalists, evangelicals, you know, the fringe element of the society, QAnon, that, hey, you know, we're going to be minorities in our own country. You know, we should take a stand and stop this madness, you know, and they're just pumping fear into voters, you know, and
that's the way
like,
they operate.
Yeah, yeah. And people out there should be more smarter than that now to say, boy, you know, racism is something of the past. It's bullshit, basically. Because if Britain can elect the first Indian prime minister... You know,
yeah.
why can't America, you know, elect the first woman, female president or gay president? You know, we're always late to the party. Why is that? You know,
mm-hmm.
we hold on to so much hate. We're better than this, man.
Yes, we are.
You would think so.
Man,
I mean, we
I
saved the world in World War II, but look at, you know, we're not any better than way back then. I don't know. I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to be depressed. We have to just know that there has to be. I'm optimistic. I truly am optimistic. I feel that people are fed up with, you know, with all this negativity that's hanging over us, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And it's been for years now. And we're tired of it. And we need a change. I mean, our president... Well, I want to just talk a little bit for a few minutes about President Biden
mm-hmm.
because you know what? His accomplishments, you know, are amazing for this country.
And bipartisan.
And he does not get, you know, the
credit.
Like I said, I'm kind of upset with the media because they should be pounding these. They should be talking about this on a daily basis. Because it's going to change
the way this country, I mean, we're doing well in this country right now. People are doing well. So, you know, let's not forget, you know, when he took office, you know, we were in COVID, and the risk of our economy falling was, it was going into, our economy was going into a free fall. You know, that's what he walked into. So, you know, his accomplishments, you know, there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of bipartisan legislation, and he probably twisted some arms, but, you know, there's a lot of them to talk about all at once. So I'm just going to just talk about a couple of them right now. We can start with the American Rescue Plan. I don't know if you all remember that. You know, it saved lives by helping to slow the spread of COVID. Funding bills for, remember, for the expanded vaccination efforts, provided, you know, all the masks for everybody, the COVID testing, and then everyone got their $1,400. I don't know if all of you remember that. You know, so
yep.
It gave families and businesses some resources that it needed, you know, to go through, you know, this crisis, you know, and it helped the country to recover faster. It truly did, you know, and he also, you know, the CHIPS Act, let's not forget about that, because that's going to bring manufacturing back to the United States of America. The PACT Act, it gave veterans the benefits that they deserve. Infrastructure bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, and of course, the American Rescue Plan. You know, he's had so many accomplishments, it's hard to talk about them all at once. But, you know, people need to do a little bit of research. Yeah, you know, exactly. And they needed, people need to do a little bit of research.
I know what Trump did. He moved the capital to Israel, to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And that really helped the American people, didn't it?
It sure did. Yeah.
Didn't it help American people a whole lot? Yeah.
And he played footsie with Saudi Arabia.
Thank you. Okay, there's a couple.
And look what they did for us, right?
There's a couple other things I want to mention.
Go ahead, Lori, finish your list.
A couple other things I want to mention. Don't forget about climate action. I mean, that's going
right.
on. Student debt cancellation. Price caps on insulin. Lower prices for prescriptions. And of
Medicare
course, tax fair. Yes, and tax fairness. So he's going to be taxing corporations. I thought I heard 15%, but don't quote me. So, so there are accomplishments, but my anger, my frustration is that it's not being talked about on a daily basis.
Exactly,
it's
you're right.
Not right now. Right now, all bets are off.
And
voting is next week. It's already too late for that. People are deflecting lies.
You know, it should have been done. You know, this should have been
exactly.
the strategy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They are running a couple ads up here on local channels talking about the Recovery Act. And lower prescriptions and all that. They are running them, not as much as the bad ones from the other side, but they are putting them in there. You know, this is what it means to you. You're paying less taxes. You're not going to pay that much for insulin. They are running those ads here.
Well,
so I don't know about other places, but Michigan, up north, they are.
The other thing that we have to remember is these things that have put into place are not instant. They're going to take time to show, you know, how they're working. It's going to take time. And people don't see that big picture right in front of their face at this particular moment. But it is all going to make a difference. It truly is. So we have to just talk a little bit about, you know, the things that he's been trying to do, the promises that he made, and the ones that he is keeping. And we have to keep our, you know, our democracy going, because if not, we're done. That's it. We are done.
Yes.
Yes. They also,
okay,
I think it was
topic.
On the Morning Joe that they talked about the inflation rate all over the world, and we're one of the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Thank
our economy
you.
Is coming
Thank
back. They list them all the different mm-hmm. countries, including
yeah,
Russia, what their inflation
eight, nine,
rate is.
11%.
Turkey
yep.
was the highest.
Yeah, Turkey was the highest, you know, in terms of inflation rate. Okay, next topic.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have 30 minutes to go. Lauren Borbert says women are weaker. I need masculinity. So Republican nominee for Colorado's third congressional district makes speeches in front of her supporters during trash cleanup event at West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association. So between the two sexes, Congresswoman Lauren Borbert called women a lesser vessel during conversation with a conservative comedian Friday. Quote, "We're created equal, we're not the same," Borbert told Brad Stein during the video chat. Quote, "Women are the lesser vessel and we need masculinity in our lives to balance that. So that's so-called weakness. Just as being more frail and needing that strength in our lives," she added. So what do you think about that comment by Congresswoman
isn't,
Borbert?
Isn't
you know?
Is the governor of that state a female?
Yeah, Borbert.
No, Borbert is not the governor. Who's the governor?
No, she's the congresswoman
said
of Colorado. The governor of Colorado
that, though,
is...
Right?
No, it was...
Is it a woman?
No, Borbert said it. Borbert said it.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
No, I know. Borbert said it, but my point is this. Isn't the governor also a woman? And did she feel that
no,
way?
Jared Polis is a Democrat. He's the current governor of Colorado.
Okay.
Colorado.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Thank you.
No, mm-hmm. women are stronger than men. You know, there'd only every family would only have two kids if the men have to take a turn having a baby.
Well, a third one would never be born.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Thank you. I'm in that thank you mood tonight, can you tell?
No, women are strong. They always have been. They run the family. They run the country. They hold up their husbands so they can go out and work. I mean,
I have
you know.
Never mind. I'll tell this. I won't say this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's full of
talk
crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was in Tennessee recently at this fundraiser. And she, you know, saying that, you know, the end times are near. I wish I brought up the speech on YouTube. It was so crazy and maniacal. You know, we should celebrate the coming of the second coming of Christ. And everybody eating the dinner and everything, nobody paying our attention. There's a couple of people applauded that. No, these end of day evangelicals, we don't need religion in our politics because we're so fucked up that is. Look at Iran. You know, look at Pakistan. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want the evangelical Taliban to take over America? No. What we want people to do is go out there, register, vote, carry 10 people with you to the polling station, make sure you vote because our democracy depends on it. If Democrats lose, it's done. 2024, we're going to have a dictatorship. You know, and I hope people realize Democrats are not just trying to take away guns. We're trying to have more responsible adults and take it over the hands of people who need psychological help. Because, for example, in Iowa, you know, if you're blind in Iowa, you have the right to own a gun. Why would a blind person want a damn gun? You know?
Are you serious? That's actually a law?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it is a law. You know, because of the Second Amendment.
Man.
So the Second Amendment should be amended.
How stupid is that?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
giving a little kid a gun, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they even allow machine guns to be sold to the public? There's no reason for it.
Right.
It's a military weapon.
Why give a blind person, one at a time, why give a blind person a gun in Iowa? Why not give them a driver's license as well? This is my point, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of spending all that money, let's get this person. They might have some needs that will help them be a more productive human being as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's maybe spend that money there.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid someone will think like So that's what we're asking them. Not many people are caring about the other person anymore. Not like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I Susie, Lori, and even stuff, we weren't born and we weren't raised like
Well, Susan, Madeline, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you, darling. Susan,
you
nice
have
to
a good
on.
Night. Good show.
Have a good night.
Ciao,
great
ciao.
Love you all.
Ciao. Bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ryan, that was Susie and Madeline in Michigan. And previously that we had Kathy from Ohio.
Oh,
yes. And I hope people fired up like them, because if Republicans win, you know, picture, what's his name, Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, two heartbeats away from a presidency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's House Speaker, and impeach Biden, then Harris, then he becomes president. Then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Dictatorship, you know? And God forbid that the Senate will lose the Senate to Republicans. It's going to be a shit show the next 2 years. Nothing, absolutely zero will be done. Nothing. Because everything that Republicans, you know, they've voted against everything, infrastructure bill, the bills that you talk about earlier, you know, that stand for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the media ask them, if you get elected, what do you plan to do on gas prices, on jobs? I haven't had a jobs bill in 8 years. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the media is giving them a free pass again, like what I did to Donald Trump in 2016. You know, enough is enough. Stop trying to be like Fox News and do the right thing and asking the hard, tough questions. Stop giving them a free pass. It's sickening. It's revolting. You know?
Yes,
and stop giving airtime to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren
Boebert
and that big-headed fool in Florida who have sex with children across state lines, Matt Gaetz, you know, and they dropped that investigation against Matt Gaetz. Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, money. Somebody got paid good.
Yeah. Daddy has money, so Daddy paid off somebody. Just like Mark Ronchetti here running for governor against Michelle Grisham, Lujan Grisham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man has no idea what he's talking about. He believes in trickle-down economics.
Mm-hmm.
He is a MAGA Republican. He's a weatherman who's always wrong. You know, he's basically an idiot. Mark Ronchetti is a moron.
Huh?
Why would New Mexico, you know, why is he 2-3 points ahead of Michelle Lujan Grisham? Because the Super PAC money, that is $1 billion so far. It's the off-presidential year. Yeah, it's just maddening. It's frightening.
Well, here in Michigan, I can talk a minute about, you know, our race for governor that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we have the same situation here because they have the same talking points. It's like they all met someplace, you know, or they all got on their, you know, a conference call at once and said, this is what we're going to talk about, you know. And here we have Betsy DeVos. Pouring money into, you know, into Dixon, who is running against, you know, Whitmer. And she's probably put in millions of dollars, you know, because she wants the charter schools and all of that. And, you know, that's what's wrong, is that all this money that's getting pumped in and all these ads that are coming out there, they are false. They're lies, and they're hurtful, and you know, and they're on every 10-15 minutes because they can afford it. They can afford it because of the people that are funding them, and they're not good people that are funding them, and we know that.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, Tudor Dixon, I mean, she's basically a racist. She is a racist. She she was on the show, and she defended blackface, called high jobs. You know what high jobs are, right? They are the masks that the Muslim women wear and the headdress. Oppressive garments and amplified racist remarks and conspiracy theories. 2 years ago, hosting a daily show on the far-right media network, Real America's Voice. As Dixon tried to soften her image in the final days of her race against the governor, Whitmer,
the Metro Times found numerous instances in which she used her platform to sow divisions, make insensitive comments, and spread misinformation about the 2020 election and COVID-19. She is, of course, an election denier as well. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here,
yes.
You know, it shows that the polls are narrowing. The same thing, you know. And if I believe it or not believe it, I'm not sure. I know that our absentee ballots are being mailed in at a very high rate, and that's a good, you know, that's a good sign. But you know, we don't need this garbage that comes out of these people's mouths and their lies, their horrible lies.
Yes, and thank God for people like Congresswoman Ellen. Elisa Slatkin, where a veterans bill, the abortion health information, this bill is an anti-abortion colleague. She called him out. He's a GOP. And this is like a clip of what she said. You know, that work in a bipartisan way to put this bill forward. When it's time to vote now to make it law, all Republicans voted against it. I mean, this is a shit Republican. This is a games Republicans play. And if you, you know, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So that's why I'm talking to the American people now. If you vote Republican, expect a shit show. Nothing to be done. And, you know, garbage like this. Here's Elisa Slatkin. And then take credit for things that are actually passed, caused by Democrats and signed by Joe Biden. Here it is.
And a lot of talk on the other side of the aisle, and I want to be clear. No one in this room is in the judicial branch, and no one in this room that I'm aware of is a medical doctor. If you believe that the provisions that the VA has put forward have a legal problem, you have the right to take up that case and put it through the courts. We are the legislative branch. We make laws. We pass laws. We are not judge and jury. Take it to a court if you're concerned. That is your right. In terms of making decisions on behalf of women, if you want to take a veterans bill and make it about abortion, then let's do it. What you are saying, and you're saying in front of the American people, is that you believe a veteran who has been raped, who is the victim of incest, and who is having a dangerous miscarriage does not deserve access to abortion. You are saying, unless you correct me and tell me what you believe a woman deserves to have when she has been raped, the victim of incest, or is in the middle of a dangerous miscarriage, if you can't state it, then be clear. You believe in no exceptions for women, a cold, heartless, violent approach to women's health. You want to ban all abortions. That is your goal. Many of you have been open about that, and if you flip the House, we know that you will put forward a full ban on all abortion for all states. You've been clear about it. You want to turn a veterans bill into an abortion bill? Let's do it. Of incest for one of you. What the VA guidelines say is that if you've been raped or the victim of incest or a medical professional deems that your pregnancy is a risk to your health, the one of four women in this country who has had a miscarriage, probably many women in this room, that you are a better judge of who gets to decide the future of their life and not a medical doctor, who do you think you are? You are politicians. We are all on this floor, elected officials and not medical professionals. If it was your wife, your daughter, who is suffering through a miscarriage, are you going to tell her she can't until her fever gets high enough, until she's bleeding harder? That's what's happening in the state of Texas right now. If that's what you want for veterans, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm sorry. We built this bill to be bipartisan. I sought your support particularly, sir. And you're making it a political issue. Shame on you. You all have pictures of veterans in your office, proud to show your pride in our veterans. It should be the most bipartisan issue in the world, and you're making it political. Shame on you.
So we need Elisa Slotkin to be on our show before the election, for real, because she called him out real hard.
I loved it.
Yes, yes. Yes.
She's absolutely right. I think the main things that people are looking at are everyone's, you know, the Republicans are scaring everyone, you know, inflation, it's Biden's fault. Inflation is not Biden's fault. It truly is not. You know, if he could wave a magic wand and make all the corporations not be so greedy, then maybe we would have a fair, you know, and not have so much inflation. But that is what's happening. They don't care. These corporations don't care. They all they want to do is make money. That is it. And they don't care where the American people have to get it to buy bread, to buy milk. They don't care where they have to get it. They don't care if they have to borrow money to get it, as long as they get what they want, and that's more profit. That is the bottom line of how I see it. And so when Republicans talk, they talk fear, and they're talking about inflation, you know, and it's the Biden administration's fault. It is not the Biden administration's fault, if you know anything about economics. Agreed, David?
Exactly. Yeah, agreed. Yes.
This makes me so mad. There's one other thing, kind of good news. You know, we're talking about the debate with Fetterman and Oz, and you said, you know, we were just talking about the debate, how fire it was, et cetera. And do you know that Fetterman raised $1 million in hours after the debate? That is really good news. Yep.
Mhm. Yeah.
That says something.
Mhm.
You know.
Yeah, it does.
You know, people.
You know, we'll have smarter people running. We'll have intelligent people running in the Democratic Party for Senate and all across the board. And these fringe candidates Republicans choose. Many times they've been caught in lies, especially Herschel Walker. Mm-hmm. You know, why would anybody vote for people like them? It's ridiculous.
It makes no sense. It really makes no sense. And, you know, if we try to figure it out, we'll never be able to figure it out, you know.
Props to Elise Slotkin, though. I have played a ad by her. This was recent. Here it is.
I became a doctor to make people's lives easier, and I'm proud that Alyssa Slotkin is my representative. She's fighting to make prescription drugs more affordable. No-brainers, like finally allowing Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices and passing a law with President Trump that shows patients the pharmacy with the lowest price before they leave my office. One thing is easy, deciding we need Alyssa in Congress.
I'm Alyssa Slotkin, and I approve this message.
Yes, Alyssa Slotkin is willing to work with Republicans, no matter who they are, to protect Social Security, to provide, you know, lower prescription drug costs, you know, and she's a good person. You know, Haley Stevens come to mind. Who else? Tlaib in District 13, Rashid Tlaib, a congresswoman, you know, members of the squad. Nancy Pelosi, 84 years old, and she's still standing strong, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get rid of the MGTs. We need to get rid of Lauren Boebert of the world. Because they're not making America prosper and move forward. They're just fanaticals that need to be put in a place. They need to, like, just go already.
Yeah,
need to shut the fuck up and just go.
Yeah, absolutely. People need to, you know, get out there and vote. If you're not going to vote absentee, you know, ballot. And I would suggest dropping it off, and not mailing it, because the mail is kind of slow these days. But we can talk about that another time. And so We need people need a plan. If you don't have a way to get to the polls, can you make a plan right now? You know, call a friend tomorrow. But we need people to get out and vote. We need people to get out and vote. That's it. That's if we vote, we win. When we vote, we win. And that's it. And think about this for a minute. Do you remember, you know, when it was going on about, you know, when COVID was going on and they were saying, oh, you can't force me to get to quarantine. You can't force me to get a vaccine. You can't force me to wear a mask. You can't force me to register my gun, you know. But it's okay to have political leaders, you know, talk to them about abortion before you have one. That's not big government, really. That was just a little point I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll have 13 minutes left. When you call in, say first name, where you're calling from, the number, again, 515-605-9802. I think this is Mike from Minnesota calling. Okay, Mike from Minnesota. Minnesota call. Hello.
Yes, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, excellent.
Hi,
how are you?
Doing well.
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Super excited. Can't wait for the midterms. I think we're, what, 2 weeks away?
Yes. We're close. And how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, did you guys catch the Fetterman-Ogg debate? I think it was 2 nights ago.
Yes, I catch most of it.
We talked about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did you guys think?
And I think Fetterman won, of course.
You think Fetterman won the debate?
Mm-hmm. What do you think, David?
Both of you guys think the same way?
Well, yeah. You know, I think Oz crashed when he said that, you know, abortion should be between her doctor, her God, and local politicians. You know, that one statement should disqualify him to be a U.S. senator. You know, he just crashed and burned after that for me. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I mean, to me, it was totally the opposite. I mean, Fetterman looked like he could bear, I mean, he was incoherent for most of the debate. His answer on fracking was unbelievable. I mean, he literally, the moderator had to ask him twice to, you know, explain his flip-flop on the position. And his second answer was an absolute train wreck. I mean, did you see that answer? He was like, he said, I support it, I don't. I stand, I support fracking. That was literally like word for word what he said. I mean, come on, man. That honestly, and I've seen so many political debates in my life, that had to be the worst debate performance of all time. And it wasn't even the fact that, you know, he had the stroke and time for him to speak. It's the fact that he couldn't explain his positions at all. I mean, even if you disagree with Oz, you at least got to acknowledge Oz could explain his position, articulate it, explain why he supported it. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you want to do in a debate. So every poll I've seen and everyone I've heard from has said that Fetterman was a disaster.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody is entitled to their opinion and, you know, respect your opinion. You know, but I think, I mean, it's so close now in Pennsylvania, you know, too close to call, we see election night or the state that Oz doesn't live in, that puppy killer, Oz. You know, why is he running in Pennsylvania when he has residents in New Jersey and 9 different mansions? You know, he doesn't care about the people of Pennsylvania.
How do you know he doesn't care about the people of Pennsylvania? That's...
He doesn't live in the state. What does he care? He doesn't even live in the state.
Well, it's one thing to say whether or not he lives in the state, but then to say
he doesn't care. He does not live in the state. He does not care. He doesn't live in the state. What does he need to be there for?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
No, it's one thing to say, well, the guy lived in northern New Jersey.
I've just been around.
But it's nothing to say to make
say
a judgment
something.
Call whether or not he cares what
I just want to say something. I've just been around for a long time. His profession was a surgeon. You know, Oprah Winfrey discovered him, made him famous, you know, That's where he got all his fame and fortune. He can thank Oprah Winfrey for that. And he's turned into this crazy man. He really is. He's way, I'm sorry, this is my opinion. This is my opinion. Just like you have your opinion. I think he is off the rails. He's out of touch with people. You need someone in government that's in touch with people. He's not in touch with people. I'm sorry. And he has no business, he has no experience in government either. So why does he want to run? I mean, what for? To do what? I'm sorry. It's
so
just BS.
What makes him crazy exactly? Like when you say that he's crazy, what exactly?
He did experiments on dogs and killed dogs. Excuse me? That's crazy.
How do you know that's
true? I'm sorry.
And Carla, he would endorse anything for money, for a big payday. Mm-hmm. That's what he had done with the show and everything when he had met our show. So he's basically a sellout. As long as the money is there, then he'll endorse that product. You know, so he has no ethics. I'm sorry. Mehmet Oz has no ethics. And hopefully election day, the people of Pennsylvania will speak and vote against him and vote for Fetterman.
Well, I mean, for me, it's the total opposite. I love the guy. I love his positions. And to me, in this day and age, it's very easy to be a liberal. Like the mainstream media, the corporate media, the Hollywood, everything, the momentum from the media standpoint is to be a liberal. You get encouraged to be a liberal. For example,
what is a liberal to you? Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
What is a liberal to you? What is a liberal? What is a liberal?
Liberals are people who advocate for big government. Liberals are people that advocate for large taxes.
It's the exact opposite. It is the exact opposite. What is more big government than banning abortions for women? And having the government ban abortions.
No,
what
that's not
government
big government. That's
there's
state government.
More,
so,
no
there's,
more big
ma'am, there's a difference.
Than
there's
that.
A difference between the there's difference between
over.
Federal. You got to understand
the
difference between federal and state government. It's
no,
let me just
it
has make this point.
To do with
because
it's still government.
Yes, it
don't
does.
Try
ma'am.
To, don't try to tell me any
okay.
different. It's still
I'm,
government.
I'm just going to make the point, and whatever
yes,
you think, you can
no
think.
There's no more big government than that. That's
okay,
it.
I'll make this point now.
Bottom line.
Conservatives, let me make my point, and the brother can respond, because I think you'll hear where I'm coming from on this. The conservatives are constitutional conservatives, meaning we want a system of government similar to what's outlined in the Constitution. The Constitution, anti-federal government document, it outlines limits to what the federal government can do, and it empowers state governments. Right, so when you understand fundamentally what the U.S. Constitution is based on, the fact that we have a republic, that's where it comes into. So what liberals misconstrue is the difference between federal and state government. Liberals are all for a large centralized government. Anyone who's a socialist or a leftist, that's what they basically advocate for.
What is a
socialist? A large centralized
government. I
want
to hear this one too. And what is a socialist? Tell me.
Okay,
socialists believe in
a collective. Collective form of government,
okay.
Collective form of an economy that is based on
right,
a centralized
so tell me,
government.
Explain
okay.
this to me then. Explain this to me. What is Medicare and Social Security? What is that? Is that socialist? Yes.
No, it's
not. In some way, it is socialist.
Socialist has to do with the control of the means of production along
Excuse
with a collective
me?
Economic
I'm talking
system.
About
That's very
different.
Different.
No,
yeah,
it is
Medicare
not different.
And
it is
Medicare
not different.
And Social Security is a social safety
it's done
net.
By the government
that's different.
And given out.
No, but that's
no,
different.
No, the government collects the money. The government collects the money. That
yeah,
that,
those are social
for
safety
nets. All their lives, it's put in a fund, and then it's divvied out when you get a certain age. That is socialism.
Right.
So,
that's my
mean,
point. Social Security is not socialism. Socialism has to do with the means of production being
it's
controlled by the state. No, we're talking about business. So socialism is against private businesses, and it's all and having private, private capital. It's about the government controlling the means of production at the business level and all the way up. So, for example, if you have a company,
They want to be able to have control over the
entire country, except for Social Security.
Yes, ma'am. My family immigrated from a communist country. I know socialism very well. Half my family was murdered because of it.
Communism and socialism are different things.
No, they're the same.
Different forms of government.
Communism is a certain denomination of socialism, and fascism is another denomination of socialism. Yes, it is, ma'am.
Yes.
Have you ever read the writings of people like Karl Marx and other communists who outlined how
socialism is
part of their ideal? Yes. So then, if the founders of communism claim that their belief system is in line with socialism, then how can it not be?
No, totally different political structures. But Carl, thank you for your call. We'll have to wrap up now. We'll have limited time.
Okay, but I just want one last point. I'll be done. Are you guys going to have a show after the midterm election?
Sure, definitely.
Okay, because I got to get your reaction to what's going to happen after the election. Because you guys do know a red wave is coming. So I got to hear your guys' reactions of the election.
And you do know a blue wave is coming. A blue tsunami.
In your dreams. I'm going to have my popcorn ready and watching MSNBC. And I can't wait to see those liberal tears. Let's go, Republicans.
Okay,
we'll
see you. Goodbye.
I love your confidence,
Carla. Goodbye, MAGA.
I love your
confidence. See you, MAGA.
That's my
mega.
Oh, yeah, I like that call. Wow, he's fired up. I like that. I love the confidence, for real. I have to give him that. But anyway, we thank everybody for calling. We're on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We thank for sharing on social media. We thank everybody for calling in tonight. We'll be again here next Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, so tune in. Make sure you go out there, register and vote. Early voting is going on in most states. Make sure you vote. If you're going to vote on election day, make a plan. It's really important. Till next time, David Franklin here, New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David, and Laurie Chica in Michigan. Blue Wave is thank you.
take care of ourselves and our families without right-wing politicians getting involved. I'm Haley Stevens, Oakland County's Congresswoman. I'm working to end the filibuster and pass a national right to abortion care so Republican Supreme Court justices can't restrict our rights. And I'll always protect Planned Parenthood. I approve this message so all Michigan women can access the health care we deserve.